This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. Launching the second hour of the program, as always, plenty of time for you if you want to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
And, of course, we invite you to take control of the airwaves. That is the point of Free Talk Live. In the very end of the last hour, we had just started talking about a story, Daryl, from FEE, the Foundation for Economic Education.
Yes.
About why the Bar Association, this legal attorney group that you pretty much have to be a member of in order to be an attorney.
Yes.
Why they should not exist. And, you know, before we even.
And we're not delving into the conspiracy theory side here of, oh, the Bar Association means British something, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. So we're going to get into that. But, it was like, before you were done with a paragraph of the story, there was something about, I forget what it was that made me think of student loans.
Charlotte Law School, which is a for-profit school, announced that they were not going to close after the Department of Education decided to withhold the school's access to student loans.
And then that led to a discussion about student loans, because I'd seen a headline recently, and I hadn't bothered to look at the story. Now I have, about the largest student loan company, apparently, called Navient, that suit from the federal government says they cheated people, millions of people. Federal regulators, according to Fox News, have sued Navient, accusing the biggest student loan company of making it harder for borrowers to repay loans by giving them bad information, processing payments incorrectly, and failing to act on complaints. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau filed a federal lawsuit against Navient Corporation and two subsidiaries Wednesday, seeking restitution for affected borrowers and money penalties. The agency says the company also cheated struggling borrowers out of their rights to lower their payments through shortcuts and deceptions. And the interesting thing about this is, well, you were aware of this, Melanie, but I didn't know anything about Navient. They were actually established from the government. They are what's called a government-sponsored enterprise, a GSE, and it was back in 1973.
So essentially they're a government agency that is lying about being a government agency. I actually had a really funny conversation with, actually, Sally Mae, one of their employees. I forgot what they said, but they said that they weren't part of the federal government, and I said that they were, and I just argued with them for a good 5 minutes because they apparently don't train their people well enough to stop arguing with you over whether or not they're a federal agent instead of just proceeding with the issue at hand.
Wow. So, yeah, so Navient apparently is a government-connected company, and so you basically have, you know, the government created them, brought them into existence, and is now suing its own creation. So
it's always fun when that happens.
Yeah. So that's happening.
Well, I mean, that's more of a that's kind of like a shell company, except for instead of debts, for blame. Like, we're going to create this other entity and it's going to do all the stuff we tell it to do.
It's
really messed up.
Yeah.
But, like, then we're going to use it as a scapegoat. Like, so instead of using it to push bad debt, we're going to use it as a scapegoat. Well, I guess they use it for that too. It's Navient, but they're going to also use it as a scapegoat. Although, so, it's kind of my theory that the reason why they're pretending like all of these loans are still good is so that they can keep them on the balance sheet, but that's, I guess that's not relevant.
Yeah, I mean, I could go into details on the story, but I just wanted to get the basics on it and who they were.
Yep.
So apparently there are companies like banks. You were actually looking at a list.
PNC, which is a pretty large bank based out of Pennsylvania.
So it's not
Citizens.
So these are banks who do provide the money for the loans that are
ultimately the facilitator
of.
That's
not really how that works. They more process them than anything else in reality. I mean, they
get a cut of the payments, obviously, right?
So, well, yeah, I mean, they get paid to process them, but it's not a separate loan where they're actually loaning people money in reality. That's not really how it works.
Well, it's like fractional reserve, right, where the signature creates the money, essentially, that it's just coming from thin air.
It's sort of like a consignment shop. To where Chris, who's on the show on Thursdays, runs something akin to a consignment shop, to where he sells the product on somebody else's behalf, but he's not the actual supplier of the product.
Yeah, I guess that's a good way to explain it.
So PNC is basically the consignment shop that facilitates you getting the money from the feds.
I see.
You just don't go sign paperwork at Donald Trump's desk.
Gotcha. All right. See, I've never gone through a student loan before, so I don't know anything about it.
Nor have I, but, I've read enough about the way it works to where at one time there were privately backed. So the banks at one time could issue their own student loans.
Mm-hmm.
But then, I forget if it was during...
This was really recently. Like, when I was in undergrad, they still had private student loans. It was while I was in law school that
the feds took it over.
Yeah.
Right. I forget if it was during the Bush administration or early in Obama's term when it wound up, everything must be done through the Fed. It's a federally backed student loan.
So does that mean that when the student is making payments on the loan, they're paying PNC or they're paying Sallie Mae?
They'll send the payment.
They'll probably end up paying Sallie Mae because it's probably going to get... Every loan I have is now with Sallie Mae and Navient, and it's not started out that way. They will probably most likely push it there to do the recovery. I mean, in theory, could stay with whatever bank, but it probably won't.
Right. So, you would start off sending your payments to the institution that you signed the paperwork with.
If they didn't buy it or push it over before you graduated.
I see. Okay.
So, continuing with the story here the Bar Association, there's plenty of bad to say about law schools that overcharge students, especially the poorly qualified sort who have a meager chance of getting a good enough legal job to pay back their loans. With the second highest tuition in North Carolina, Charlotte Law is certainly the overcharging type. Yet most people don't consider that the real cause for exorbitant tuition and poor outcomes for law school is both the mandatory bar exam and the ABA's monopoly on legal accreditation.
Mm.
At the law schools, the debt problem is exacerbated by the dim employment prospects awaiting graduates.
Which, of course, all of this was set up by lawyers for the benefit of themselves.
Yes. More than 10% of law students find themselves without a legal job following graduation. Let me read that one more time so it sinks in. More than 10% of law students find themselves without a legal job following graduation.
That actually sounds pretty low to me. That seems extraordinarily low.
And Fee says that number seems low when one considers that it conceals poor employment outcomes and large debt loads concentrated in low-tier schools. Imagine this. To illustrate the problem, picture a hypothetical student named Ralph. Ralph scored low on the LSAT.
Obama!
Wasn't well prepared for studying law, but nevertheless was accepted into Whittier Law School in Costa Mesa, California. It cost him $75,986 per year to attend Whittier.
Oh, my God.
Amounting
Is that typical?
I paid $20,000 a year, and that was really low.
Wow. Okay.
Amounting to $227,958 in total, all of which Ralph financed with federally backed student loans. He graduated in 2016 and is one of the lucky 22% of Whittier students who managed to pass the California bar exam.
Jeez.
But Ralph's performance on the bar matters little since Whittier Law's post-graduation employment rate is less than 50%. With no legal job on the horizon, Ralph goes...
And that's the employment rate. So if you're working at Best Buy, then you count as employed.
You're employed. Okay.
With no legal job on the horizon, Ralph goes back to being a cashier at Albertson's Supermarket, where he makes $12.52 an hour and starts paying back his loans. His repayment schedule means he needs to set aside $1,486.12 per month to pay back the loan. Ralph was one of the law students who contributed to over 2.2 million hours of pro bono work. But because the ABA prohibits him from being paid for that work, he's also one of the students who will never reap any financial reward from the $52 million in value that those pro bono hours produced. Ralph is, as they say, S-O-L.
Sure is. I mean, at 10 bucks or at 12 bucks an hour, take out taxes, let's call it 10, is what his take-home is. You know, 10 bucks an hour, he's barely making that 1,400 bucks. He's making about $1,700 per month.
Yep.
And that doesn't leave behind a whole lot of money to pay the rent or buy groceries with. Let alone.
The government is sitting on millions and millions of dollars of, I'm going to go ahead and call it fictitious assets in these loans. And it's, I don't know. I always feel like there's some reason for them to want to inflate their.
We'll continue. 855-450-FREE.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-939-4839. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-939-4839. 1-800-939-4839.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revers.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon or warm and served. Life-saving ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us right here. Toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's me, Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
Also, you want to get 50% off of web hosting from one of the top hosting companies out there, HostGator? Here's what you got to do. Go to HostGator.com/FTL. That's /FTL, like Free Talk Live. Because you're a Free Talk Live listener, you get 50% off their regular prices. And HostGator makes it easy to host a website. Maybe you've been kind of holding off on doing it because you're not so sure about the process. Well, they've got a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over the phone or live chat tech support, a 99.99% uptime rating, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that makes it easy to create. And you can go and experience it for yourself. Go to HostGator.com/FTL. Get that special offer of 50% off for Free Talk Live listeners like you. HostGator.com/FTL. As we go and continue with your calls, more on the Lawyers Guild, if you will.
Yes.
The Bar Association, why it shouldn't exist, according to the Foundation for Economic Education. And we do have someone who went through law school but is not yet in the bar here in New Hampshire, and I don't think you plan to be, Melanie.
Not really. I probably could. I have some other issues. I feel like they'd probably let me in.
But you got to pass the exam, and this school that you were just talking about said, what was it, 20% of them? Only 20-something percent passed the bar exam
I think
in California?
That was in California. Well, yeah. But in California has a ton of law schools that kind of just hand out degrees, though. So
sounds
that's
like it.
Why California's numbers are going to be off.
The $75,000 a year, you'd think you'd learn enough to pass the exam.
One would think.
All right, so we're going to get back into that story. Sarah, though, is on the line. Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Yeah, so our state wants to legalize recreational drugs at the state level first time this year. It's the fourth time. But, I am in kind of a support of it because, we're in a budget shortfall, and it will bring money into our state, right? That was always been the case, right?
Now, which drugs do they want to legalize?
Marijuana, recreational marijuana.
Okay, so that's not plural. That's just one drug. But still, it's a good start if that's what they're looking to do. Now,
it's a good start. And, you don't necessarily have to do a tax and regulate scheme to wind up saving money. If you just stop incarcerating people and charging people with offenses, then you would save a bunch of money that way. But the way a lot of places...
Or if you still want to go the theft route, you could quit giving people criminal convictions and they'll get better jobs. And if you're stealing the same percent of their income, or a higher percent if they go in a different tax bracket, you can steal money that way.
Well, the money is they're talking about is that market. When they market, when people buy it, like Colorado, it helped with the job creation and the money. There was more money coming into that state. That's
right.
Exactly.
There were also taxes of somewhere near like 35% on the cannabis.
And
so.
Sarah is a statist. She's a communist, self-admitted and avowed communist. And so, of course, she's going to support taxing marijuana. She wants the state's coffers to grow. You want the state to have billions of dollars. You don't want people to actually, be able to afford the drugs. You want them to, pay top dollar because of the taxes. Right, Sarah?
Well, the thing is, we're in a deficit. Our city is short $24 million, and
see, that's all that matters,
Stuart,
the money.
Well, right, but you understand what a deficit means, right?
Probably
it
not.
Just means you're spending more money than you're taking in. It doesn't mean you need more money necessarily.
Well, the thing is, they want to go after our Governor Martinez. She's a Republican. She wants to chop up more education. We're already short 400 school teachers. I mean, how is she going to...
We've already discussed this. Not all of the jobs at the schools are teaching jobs, and about half of those are for substitute teachers.
Well, they're trying to hire 200 substitutes. But that's a bunch of nonsense. What it is that she wants to make us more dumber than what we are.
More
the
dumber.
The dumber we are, the better off we are, because they can control us.
Right, and I agree that the government wants to make us dumber than we are, which is why they have the Department of Education and the state equivalents to make you sit in a government institution 8 hours a day for 18 years so that they can teach you how to think the way they want you to think and teach you how to not think in a lot of cases and shame thinking and punish thinking.
They don't teach you how to think. They teach you what to think.
But our curriculum has been doctored up and changed over many times over. They only want to teach you what they want you to be.
Well, exactly, and that's why I'm not in favor of funding an institution that does that.
Right. Now, look, Sarah, this is the problem with having the government run the schools, is that no one will ever agree on what the curriculum should be. There's always going to be people fighting with one another over what the government should be teaching people, and it's this never-ending conflict between whether it's the Christians and the atheists or the, you know, the transgenders and the straight people or whoever it is that's fighting over these issues. And so, you know, you're not happy with it. And the fact is, you're never going to be happy with it. There's always going to be some sort of problem with the government school system. And even if you get in charge, then there's going to be a bunch of other people that aren't happy with the way that situation is. Because whoever it is that's in charge gets to set the curriculum, and then everybody else is subject to it. Whether they like it or not, they have to pay for it. And that's not right. It's not right to force someone to pay for something they don't agree with, is it, Sarah?
No, but it's the way it is. But anyways, but this marijuana,
I didn't hear your answer. What was that?
Well, the thing about it is, right now, it's hard to change. You know what I mean? I don't really like it. Who picks it? But who pays for it? But, I mean, how else are we going to pay for it?
But you didn't answer my question.
No, she did. She glossed over. She said, no.
I heard her say no, but
that's the way it is.
Oh, I didn't hear the rest of it. That's what I just didn't actually understand what she'd said. Well, Sarah, it is the way it is, and it's a crappy deal for everybody who's involved because nobody really gets the education that they want. Nobody really gets a decent education because it's all watered down according to political viewpoints. And ultimately, choice is taken out of the matter, and I think people should be free to choose. Don't you think people should be free to choose the kind of education that they want, Sarah?
Right. But the thing is, I have been taught the focused education, but if you're literate, if you come out of the school, be able to read, you could do your own research. I went into some communists. That's
okay,
why
it doesn't take 13 years or 12 years to teach somebody how to read.
Yeah.
But
thanks for the call tonight, Sarah.
Find the truth.
Well, you're not going to find it in the government schools for the most part. I appreciate your call tonight. It's funny, we actually agreed with her on that stuff. At least she was sounding like she agreed, but I suspect if we whittled her down
if what you're looking for is an education, unless you get into really high-end stuff, like really specific, you know, you're probably not going to get a medical education for free online. But just basic stuff and a little bit higher than that, you can get the education part of it pretty much free online.
Yep.
Now, if you need the piece of paper to get the job, you need the piece of paper, and that's, you know,
no, you can find the piece of paper online as well.
Not that we'll get you a job.
The Silk Road. 855-450-FREE. Toll-free number 855-450-3733. We'll continue here. We got the Bar Association. Daryl, you got a story about why it should not exist.
Yes.
This is the Attorneys Guild, basically, and it's a scam, but we're going to dig into that here. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system, they have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Join us here on Radio Waves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Maybe you want to comment on law school, the Bar Association. That's a story we're going to get back into here in a little bit from the Foundation for Economic Education. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
And Melanie happens to be a subject matter expert on this. She actually went to law school down in Louisiana, and so you've got some opinions, I'm sure, about the monopoly, basically, that the Bar Association is. You generally, in most states, as I understand it, probably the supermajority of them cannot practice law legally without being a member of the Bar Association.
New Hampshire is the only state where it's not illegal to practice law without having a law license. And even in New Hampshire, you can do it, but the judge essentially can tell you to not appear in court
if they determine that you're doing it as a profession, I believe. So, you know, like you could help somebody pro bono on a case and represent them as what's called an attorney in fact.
Right. And you can write up contracts and agreements all day long, as long as you don't say you're attorney, which would be a fraud anyway because you're not appearing in court because it's not illegal to do that. But yeah, in most cases, it's going to be illegal.
So you said New Hampshire is the only state where someone can represent someone else who is not an attorney in court?
I don't want to say not an attorney because there's some like weird half license deals that some places have going on, but essentially yes.
So, wasn't New Hampshire limited to, like, 2 appearances a year or something like that?
That was a case that said that somebody who only did it twice, wasn't doing it as a profession, or did it more than twice, was, or something like that. That's not a statute.
Okay, so it's up to the judge.
Yeah.
So if the judge, and normally I know that, because we've seen this happen, Garrett Ian has represented, he's one of the activists up here. He has represented other people in court on more than one occasion. And usually the judge will require that you agree to the rules of the court, that you are sort of sworn in as a temporary officer.
There's a stack of papers that you have to fill out.
Yeah, and you have to agree to basically follow the court rules and be an officer of the court for that time frame. You have to agree to dress nice in the court, and as long as you don't have a criminal record that is in some way objectionable to the court, they should allow you to do it, but
presumably
could disallow that. Now, it would be interesting to see if there would be a way that New Hampshire could loosen up those restrictions even more and actually allow anybody to practice as an attorney or whatever terminology you want to use to legitimately go into business of representing somebody. Because, again, Garrett was just doing it for the experience of it, to help somebody, not doing it. He wasn't getting paid for it. But to allow somebody like you, Melanie, who you've got the legal training, but you haven't gone and jumped through the bar hoops in New Hampshire, to allow you to legally accept money from somebody to represent them in court.
Now, I'm going to look into my crystal ball and say that if you're able to find a representative in the legislature, of which there are 400, to introduce this proposal, the people that come to testify against it will all be
attorneys,
lawyers, and members of the bar, and representatives of the bar, and probably representatives of the prosecutors group. And it's all going to be, the good old boys club coming out to say how the sky is going to fall if we allow people to do this.
They will do that. But the good news is, in New Hampshire, because we actually have that many representatives and they only get paid $100 a year, a very small portion of those representatives are actual attorneys, whereas if you look at state reps in other states, many of those are attorneys, as I understand it. So there's actually a chance that something like that might fly here in New Hampshire if somebody...
I think something might get introduced, and I'm not holding my breath that it will, but I've been to enough committee hearings and enough executive sessions where they discuss, what was discussed during the hearing and then make their recommendation to the full legislature to where I know that what the lobbyists say weighs heavily with them.
Yeah.
So if there's, everybody from the lawyers organizations coming out to talk about how horrible it is and a handful of quote unquote regular folks talking about how good this will be, they'll say, this is going to hurt the lawyers.
Lawyers don't want it.
Lawyers don't want it. Let's kill the bill.
Yeah, I get you.
I was immensely surprised by how open it is in New Hampshire. I don't really expect it to be any more open than that. I mean, and honestly, if I was going to practice law as a full-time thing, I would probably still take the bar. I wouldn't necessarily go through all of the other licensing ridiculousness.
What else do you need to do?
You have to do some application, and that's worse than it sounds. They have to deem you a fit person. You have to go through background, essentially the state.
Okay.
Because these are not private entities. These are not, like, private accreditation entities. These are state agencies. So, yeah, go through all the background stuff and get fingerprinted and wait for that.
So you could join the bar without doing those other things, is what you're saying?
Well, no, you can't, but I'm saying if they changed it, I would still take the test.
I see.
You can take the test without jumping through all of the other hoops and hurdles.
Gotcha. Well, I'm not saying this
is going to
happen.
You're probably going to have to say you will and just be like, oh, yeah, I haven't got that back to you yet. And
I doubt this is an important issue to any of the state reps, so I'm not saying that this is going to be introduced, but if it's going to pass somewhere, it would at least have a chance of it here in New Hampshire. And You're not. It's not all status lobbyists, Daryl. You are the liberty lobbyist.
Right.
And so, you know, maybe the tides will change on this issue down the line. I mean, it's not something that's immediate.
Oh, yeah. Right. This doesn't really rank as important to me as most other things.
No, if we're going to talk about
monopoly,
if we're going to talk about legal changes, what I'd like to see most, more than anything, would be to allow for
jury trials, everything.
Yeah,
jury trials for violations, Class B misdemeanors, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, jury trials. I mean, I'm more interested in my tax rate going down than I am in them expanding the bar. It's not really that.
But that said, let's get into or back into the story here from FEE, the Foundation for Economic Education. The author has just been giving us examples of people in law school. I don't know if it was a true example, but it sounded believable, of a guy in California who...
Right. Hypothetical guy named Ralph went to Whittier College.
$270,000.
$227,000. Was almost $76,000 per year.
He ended up not getting a job in the legal field.
Right.
Hypothetically,
he's one of the lucky 22% of graduates of Whittier College who managed to pass the bar exam, but he's one of the unlucky 50% that did not get a job in the legal field.
And he's working at a grocery store.
Working at a grocery store, making about $12.50 an hour, starts to repay his loans.
See, no, and that to me, you have to go to undergrad before you go to law school, and there was a lot of people who I went to law school with who majored in something really dumb in undergrad. And that's kind of why that's a stupid idea, because if this doesn't work out, I mean, you're going and paying the money and spending the time anyway. You might as well do something useful if you're going to be there anyway, but yeah.
All right, so what's next?
Says that while a law student, he was one of the people that contributed to over 2.2 million hours of pro bono work. However, the ABA prohibits students from being paid for that work. Which means that he will never reap any of the $52 million worth of value for those pro bono hours. The ABA, after all, is the organization that ensures Ralph's predicament. In almost every state, if a student does not attend an ABA-accredited school, that student will not be able to sit for the bar exam. Maybe that would not be a problem if the ABA accreditation was a sign of a good legal education, but it's not. A 2012 National Conference of Bar Examiners study assessed 25 skills indispensable for legal practice. The types of classes that teach those skills are not only not mandatory for the first year of study, the most crucial year of a law student's career prospects, but actually constitute only 10% of the ABA's educational requirements. It's no wonder Ralph couldn't find a job and has no marketable legal skills. And there's more.
And is loaded up with hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-5495. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-5495. That's 1-800-957-5495. 1-800-957-5495.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing
causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. If anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username, if you want to join us, is lrn.fm. Now, I don't imagine a whole lot of our listeners have experience with the Bar Association or law school, but if you are out there and you want to comment, you're certainly welcome to do that. Luckily, we do have someone in the studio who does. Melanie did go to law school. And Daryl, you got a story from the Foundation for Economic Education about why the bar shouldn't exist.
Yes.
And we'll get into that or deeper into that here in a moment. I also want to let you know about Save It Purse, which is a great way to save big time on your purchases at Amazon. So, for instance, if you've been listening to the show closely over the last few weeks, you've noticed that there's been some problems occasionally with one of our microphones in the studio.
I didn't do it.
Turns out it's the board. It's actually not the mic. So the board that the mics run into, it's just, you know, things go bad over time. And I don't know if it's the dust or whatever it was, or just the parts going bad. But one of those mic pots doesn't work anymore. It's not working correctly, at least, not consistently. So it's time to get another board. Well, I went ahead and found the same model of board. I actually have one here, so I can just swap out the one that's not working with one that's working. I haven't done that yet, but I'll get to it. And so now that I'm ready to swap that board, that means I need to get another one to back up the new one. But I'm not in a huge hurry, so I went ahead and put mine up on Purse. It's saveitpurse.com. I put up the board on there, and I requested 25% off, which is a pretty high discount. These days over at Purse. Saveitpurse.com is where you can go to save 10, 15, 20, 25% on whatever it is that you want to buy from Amazon. I've been using this service for more than 2 years now, and it has been so useful and so helpful to help me save well over $1,400. The last time I looked, I probably need to update that number and see, you know, what it currently is. But if you put something up at like 10 or 15% off, it usually doesn't take more than a day for somebody to snag it. Now, I put up the board that I'm talking about, the mixing board, put that up yesterday, and it hasn't gotten a bite yet. So I don't know how long it's going to take at 25. It may not get a bite. It may just be that the marketplace is too competitive, and I'll need to reduce it to 20% or something else to, you know, to actually have a chance of somebody buying it. But one thing's for sure, I'm not going to pay full price for this board when all is said and done. Even if all I do is save 10 or 15%, that's money that I, you know, otherwise would have paid if
right.
I just went through Amazon.
If you did need it quickly, you could still do the 5% instant.
Right.
And then it, you know, just adds maybe a day to if you purchased on Amazon.
Right. So, I mean, it's a no-brainer. The key is, though, you have to have Bitcoin to make this possible. So if you want to save big time on Amazon, get some Bitcoin. This is like, this alone is a reason to have Bitcoin. Get some Bitcoin and then go to saveatpurse.com. So we'll continue, and I'll update you on this board. We'll see if anybody bites it at 25%. I'm just curious to see how it goes, because, again, I don't need this thing anytime soon, so let's see what happens. So go back to the bar story here, Daryl, from Foundation for Economic Education.
Yeah, a report from 2012 from the National Conference of Bar Examiners assessed 25 skills indispensable for legal practice and found that law school constitutes only about 10% of, or rather the ABA's educational requirements account for about 10% of these skills. Says, no wonder Ralph couldn't find a job. He has no marketable legal skills. Even if a law school decided to break rank and teach these 25 skills in 100% of its curriculum, the ABA would strip that school of its accreditation, since any major curriculum change must be approved by the ABA.
And what does the ABA stand for?
American Bar Association.
Oh, okay.
And no, I will say, so there's kind of three different things. There's what you need to pass the bar and get the ABA standards. There's what you need to graduate law school, and there's what you need to actually know your field of law to be able to practice it. And those are three distinct, different, not mutually exclusive necessarily, but very little overlap things. So the fact that a school does not teach 100%, you know, ABA required or recommended material doesn't bother me that much.
No. It's not saying that they're not teaching ABA required things. They're not teaching the 25 skills that are indispensable for legal practice, according to the National Conference of Bar Examiners. So what the bar
right,
examiners
they,
are
those
saying...
Those are not people who practice law, though. Those are the people who process your bar application.
Okay.
So that's still.
So you're saying they don't know what they're talking about?
You're saying
I
that.
I don't think they don't know what they're talking about at all, but that's not who I would go to find out what I need to learn to practice law.
Okay.
So the bar examiner isn't the person who actually gives the exam? It's not the person who.
Well, I mean, it's a government agency, so we have to have, you know, seven different people to.
But she's saying just because you can pass the bar exam doesn't mean that you're going to perform well in court. So
those two things are completely unrelated. You can get a perfect score on the bar exam, although in most states you wouldn't ever know it, and you could be a really horrible lawyer because the bar exam has very little to do with... And there's probably some areas where that's more true than others. It's really true in criminal law. It's probably moderately true in family law from what I've talked to the other people. It's probably really less true in, like, UCC contracts.
Continuing on, they say, despite the fact that only 1% of lawyers go into academia, the ABA's accreditation standards encourage an academia-focused direction. This makes no sense, as eminent legal scholar and jurist Richard Posner explained in his book, Divergent Paths. The amount of scholarship produced by these in legal academia, which is used by legal practitioners, is vanishingly thin. The law school experience is not only useless to students, but it's also useless to the legal field at large, which is basically what Melanie seems to be saying.
Well, no,
here.
I'm not saying that. And I will also say that law school is kind of... So, like, undergrad, in most places, it's kind of the quality that it is, and there's really not much you can do to make it better. if you're a student in most, and I don't want to say most law schools, but at least the law school I went to, if you're a student in law school, it's kind of the quality that you want it to be. You can kind of go and just show up to class and study and take the one practical course that they require and completely pass law school with decent grades, or you can go and do a lot of externships and take classes, you know, take classes in a specific thing to where you're taking higher level classes in one topic, even though they're, I don't know if they're not, well, they don't say that they have minors, even though they do have minors. Or you can kind of just take random stuff that sounds fun. I mean, it's kind of what you make of it at law school, I will say that. So law school actually was, and I should not have gone, I'm not really disputing that, but law school was valuable as far as from an educational experience. It's probably not as valuable as it could have been because there's some kind of required.
So wait, are you saying that you got a good education, but it wouldn't necessarily be useful for the bar?
Right, because they're two different things. So it's, I mean, so you can get a really good education in computer engineering. It's not going to necessarily help you pass the SAT because they're just two completely unrelated things.
Okay.
The author here continues, it's remarkable that so few acknowledge the original purpose of the ABA. As George Shepherd explains in a Cornell Law article, it was racial discrimination, expressing both bigotry and economic self-interest in eliminating competition from new lawyers. The bar acted to stop the influx of new minority lawyers in two new ways, decreasing bar exam pass rates and tightening law school accreditation. Revoking the ABA's accreditation power is appealing, but why stop there? Consider the appeal of making the bar exam optional as well. An aspiring lawyer could save over $100,000 on schooling and instead apprentice with a practicing attorney, as would-be attorneys used to do. Skipping down a little bit,
so
sadly.
The idea there would be that if the person didn't take the bar, they would just, you know, customers of theirs would know that, well, this person isn't bar accredited.
Right.
But they've got this win and loss record, so they're still doing all
right. My understanding, Virginia is one of the only states that allows someone to qualify to take the bar without actually going to law school. So somebody can work a legal office in sort of a paralegal way for a certain number of years, and then they can qualify to take the bar.
Interesting.
The article concludes, sadly, until the ABA's monopoly on legal accreditation is broken, law students and the people they serve will get the short end of the stick.
Well, there actually was a couple years back, and I think this was Louisiana specifically, but it might have been a more national thing, where the people were saying that they should let you see your scores for the bar so that you could advertise them, and the bar came back and said, well, no, because then clients might think that might mean something, that you're a better attorney or not. Well, if it doesn't, then what are we doing?
We're protecting the monopoly. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. I got something else legal-related. What happened to Julian Heiklin, the jury activist who was arrested recently in Florida? Got an update from him. It's Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.